Every next level of your life will demand a different version of you. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn how to develop the type of mindset you need to get to the next level in your life. Enjoy.
We've been brainwashed. Yes. We've been brainwashed. Think about it. We went to kindergarten, and if we were mediocre, we got promoted to the next level called elementary school. We went to elementary school. If we were at least mediocre, we got promoted to high school. Am I right or wrong? And all you had to do was be mediocre in high school. And some of you guys were a pain in the butt, and they graduated you anyway because they didn't want to deal with you the next year. Am I right or wrong? So, we've been conditioned to get promoted even if we're mediocre. Mistake. We've been conditioned that someone else is in charge of our promotion, our next level. I'm here to tell you, as a former professional athlete, all we talked about was the next level, and most people think the next level is a cliche. The next level is not a cliche. The next level is a lifestyle. The next level is a tangible place. In 3 years, I doubled my NBA income in the marketplace. That's what I call the next level. See, I firmly believe that making money is easy. I've been in business 15 years. Every year, my salary and income gets bigger, stronger, and faster. Why? Because I understand the keys to that proverbial next level. You are in charge of your next level. You cannot expect to get promoted to that next level if you are mediocre. Some of you guys are doing a $5 million, you want to get to the next level, it's going to require you to become somebody different. If you're at $10 million, you want to get to $20 million, you can, but you must become someone different. What is your methodology on leadership? What is your methodology on culture? What is your methodology on sales? What is your methodology on teamwork? We can go to a Super Bowl party and we missed a real lesson. You can be down 28-3, but if you have a methodology, your teammates won't panic. If you have a methodology, your teammates won't quit. When you have a methodology, whether you're winning or losing, regardless of the score, if you got a methodology, it's the only way that you can win.
Super Bowl.
Your next level is attainable. Your next level is a tangible place. Your next level is up to you, but your next level is about you creating, adopting, or learning methodologies for everything. Now, can I be honest with you? Divorce in America is about 50%. The only thing that happens in relationships, we date. We go to movies, we put on cologne and perfume, we actually comb our hair, we open up the door. We got one methodology to get her. We got one methodology to get him. And then we get married. And what happens? We change our methodology. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been married 23 years, and men, I want you to hear me closely. I have methodology, and here's my philosophy. It's cheaper to keep her. So as a result, I try my best to behave the exact same way I behaved when we dated as I do 23 years later. Try it. I promise you, it'll work. All right, lesson number one. If you want to be successful in business, lesson number one, cut off the news. The media's job is not to tell us the truth. The media's job is to make money. The media has figured out that America is addicted to negative information. So every night at 6, when you cut off the news, do you ever turn to your wife, husband, significant other and say, honey, I feel real good about America? When's the last time you said that? When you cut off the news, you're angry, you're sad, you're frustrated. Some people are actually scared. I kick my competition's butt because I don't watch the news. One methodology I want to teach you today is what I use to close deals. And I almost never hear the word no. See, my marketing methodology is called the mousetrap. My job is to simply catch mice. In this context, mice are meeting planners, people who plan meetings. So in order to build a good mousetrap, you gotta figure out some good cheese. You gotta build a good mousetrap, which begins with cheese. Here's my cheese. Every meeting planner wants a speaker who's entertaining and dynamic and gives the audience great information. That's my cheese. So all my marketing materials says I'm very entertaining and dynamic, and I give great information. But once you got somebody nibbling on your cheese, I come in with the clothes, and it's fast, it's strong, and it's swift.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.